This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Wednesday morning. Welcome, everyone. I have, first of all, some excellent news. Marbitzei Torah now is fully stocked on the Sefer Berachos HaTzadik. So if you would like to learn the Sefer Berachos HaTzadik and you want to receive it for free and have it sent to your house, contact Sefer at MarbitzeiTorah.com. That's Sefer, S-E-F-E-R, at MarbitzeiTorah.com. Sefer at... And they will send you a free copy of the Berachos HaTzadik. Also, please make sure you signed up and you committed yourself for this Chodesh Elul not to bring your phone into the Beis HaKnesses. You could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and you could join thousands around the world who are committing to upgrade their tefillah. Parshas Kiseitse, five sharp divrei Torah from the Sefer Penine Kedem. Regarding the subject of Yifas Toyar, the Gemara says in Kedushin Chaf Alef Amud Beis, why does the Torah allow a soldier to live with a Yifas Toyar? Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. Better to eat Basar Shchuta and not eat Basar Nevela. Says the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon, quoted in the Sefer Rosh Yosef Masechta Kedushin. What does it mean? Loi dibra taira ella keneged yetzahara. The Gemara says in Soita that a woman, a wife, has two great milos. First of all, she raises our children l'taira. Number two, she saves us from sin. Megadlois banenu l'taira, matzilois soisana menachet. But if you fast toyar, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the child will be a ben Sayer Umayra. So she's not Megada Baninu L'Torah. So therefore Chazal say, Loi Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzahara. Her only benefit now is she saves us from the Yetzahara. A wife has two great benefits. She's Megada Baninu L'Torah. And number two, she saves us from the Yetzahara. But the Yifas Toyar is not Megado Baneinu L'Torah, because the child will be a Ben Sarah Moira. Therefore, her sole benefit is Loi Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yitzahara. Her only benefit is she saves us on the Yitzahara. Then we move on. She cries for her father and her mother, Yarach Yamim, for a month of days. Rashi says that the Torah is letting us know that you're going to hate her. You're going to hate her. Hakasov mevasrecha shesoivcha lisnaisa. The Torah is vouchsafing you're going to hate her. It's brought in the Chida in his commentary to Tehillim, Yosef Tehillah is Parakuf Memches, that in a ksuba you write the word chodesh, month. And the reason is because it says, Ki yikach isha chadasha, chadasha. So the word chodesh is used in reference to marriage. But in reference to get in gerushin, the word yarach is used. Like it says, geresh yirachim. Geresh yirachim. Why does it say, ubachsa saviya besima yarach yamim? Yarach is what's used for a get. Not the word yarach is used in a get, not in a ksuba. Ah, that's a remez. You're ultimately going to hate her and you're going to end up giving her a get. The fact that it says yarach yamim and not chodesh yamim. Next is from Rab Leibish Charef. It says, even la yavai gam dor asiri la yavai loy bekal Hashem. A mamzer even in the 10th generation cannot enter the fold. Says Rab Leibish Charef, someone born from the marriage of a kosher Jew with a mamzer is a half a mamzer. In the second generation, they're a quarter of a mamzer. In the third generation, they're an eighth of a mamzer. In the fourth, they're a 16th. In the fifth, they're a 32nd. In the sixth, they're a 64th. In the seventh, they're a 128th. In the eighth, they're a 1 out of 256. In the ninth, they're 1 out of 512. In the tenth, they're 1 out of 1,024. 1,024, according to some, there's bittul be'elef. Bittul be'elef. No, says the Torah. Even in the 10th generation, the mamzer is usher, because beria afilu be'elef loibata. Beria afilu be'elef loibata. And now, two more. You know, I was recently at the kever of Sheis ben Adam Harishain. You know, I wanted to go to an early kever, so that was pretty early. Sheis, that's an early kever. From one of the Rishonim, Sheis. I have a question. I was actually at a wedding last night, and first I got called up to be Edei Ksuba, but it was a mistake. I was supposed to be one of the Edei Kedushin, and then the person realized, you know, that I was supposed to be one of the, so he said, no, you're going to be one of the Edei Kedushin. Fine. Turns out, There was something with the ksuba. Something was misspelled in the ksuba. The ksuba had to be done over. So I ended up being the ksuba that I was originally called up for. I want to know at Adam Arishon's wedding, yeah? Who are the Edim? Who are the Edim at Adam Arishon's wedding? There's Adam and Chava. There's no one else in the world. Who are the Edim? The Gemara says in Kedushin Samachim and Beis, that you need to get married before two Edim, and we learn it out from Mamanais. Just like Ein Davar Sheba B'Mamayin Pachas Mishnayim, we learn out Davar Davar Mimamayin. So the question is, we know that by Mamayin, even if you don't have Edim, Hoidoas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. Do you say the same thing by Kedushin? Could a guy use for Edim Hoidoas Baldin? So normally we say no. By Mamayin, you could say, I acknowledge I owe you money, because it's loy mechayiv la'achrini. I'm only harming myself. But by Kedushin, I'm mechayiv la'achrini. If I say I'm married to you, then I asr other your relatives to me. So it's chav la'achrini. Hoidoas baldin doesn't work. But by Adam Arishon, there was no one else in the world. So it's not Chav La'achrini. So by Adam Arishon, his Eidos was Hoidoas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. What's the reason Hoidoas Baldin Kamei Eidim doesn't work usually? Because it's Chav La'achrini. By Adam Arishon, it's not Chav La'achrini. One final idea. The Kasav La Sefer Krisos. The Rif in Masechet Gittin, he brings, what's a nusach of the get? He brings a nusach of a get. And as the fake Edim on this nusach haget, the Edim are Ruvain ben Yaakov and Eezer ben Gilad. Actually, it says Eliezer, but there is no such person, Eliezer ben Gilad. It's Eezer ben Gilad. Why did the Rif pick these two Edim? Ruvain ben Yaakov, Eezer ben Gilad. Says Hagoyin Rav Tzvi Cheskel Michelson, the Abesdin of Plunsk. He says, since by a get were machmir, that the Edim should not be related, even Ravi b'Ravi, you know, even third cousins, even Ravi b'Ravi. So therefore he picked Ruvain ben Yaakov, Eezer ben Gilad. Why? They're not Ravi b'Ravi. Eezer is Ben Gilad, Ben Machir, Ben Menashe, Ben Yosef, Ben Yaakov. So, the relations between Ruvain Ben Yaakov, because Ruvain and Yosef are brothers, and Menashe is a nephew, and Machir is a great nephew, And Gilad is a great, great nephew. And Eliezer is a great, great, great nephew. So it's 1, 2, 3. It's not Revi B'Revi. It's more than Revi B'Revi. And that's why the Rif picked an example of Reuven ben Yaakov and Eliezer ben Gilad. Please join us tonight for an amazing shiur on Parshas Ki Tsetse. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.